Hello, and welcome to the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast. I'm Nick.
I'm Ben.
We're not together this week.
No, not this week. We were last week, and that was awesome, and we're going to try doing that again, but, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, which, last week was fun.
It was fun. It was Father's Day. We did Father's Eve, and, that was the last episode. Yeah, that was the last episode we did. It was right before Father's Eve. We also did the, simulcast live on our Facebook page, facebook.com/ppdadcast. That was fun.
It was.
Good. We got a couple of comments and stuff. That was neat.
Yeah, definitely something we'll continue to explore.
Yeah, definitely.
To engage you folks
a little bit more. So Father's Eve was fun, but how was your Father's Day? How'd Father's Day work out for you?
Father's Day, I was by myself till 5.
Nice, okay.
Oh,
that's right, because the girls went to the beach, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah, so right. They were at the beach, and I thought they were going to come back Sunday morning, but they wanted to get some time at the pool Sunday morning, so they went swimming, tried to leave around 2, and then took, like, because of traffic, like, almost 3 hours to get back,
right.
Which, you know, it was nice being able to sleep and, you know, not being, you know, bothered with the kids or whatever, but I did miss them, you know, running in and, you know, waking me up, especially considering that they were both grumpy as all hell when they got home.
So that's the worst part. It's like, what was it? Distance makes the heart grow fonder or whatever.
Yeah.
But then when they come roaring back in and they've got a shitty attitude, that's not exactly what you have in mind.
No, I was hoping that I'd get out of the car, like, I'm running, and they... Sophia didn't sleep the ride home, so she was grumpy. Like, Maddie, I had to carry her out. But, you know, we had to get them changed and go over to my sister-in-law and brother-in-law's house for dinner. Which, you know, it was fine. It was just chill. So, you know, for the most part, it was good.
The most important part of it, you know, the whole thing is being able to relax, and you got to do a lot of that, so that's nice.
Yeah, which now means that I'm going to have to do something for Mother's Day where I just take the girls away.
Right.
Which, you know, hopefully, you know, next year will be a little different.
Yeah.
You know, being in our, hopefully, if things play out as they're supposed to, hopefully our own place. But, you know, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
So how was yours? I know, obviously, Carissa is still in Ireland.
Yeah, Carissa's still in Ireland. She's actually coming back tomorrow. She'll be back, she'll be walking through the door tomorrow evening, which will be awesome. But yeah, so I got back from Father's Eve. It was like, gosh, I think it was like 11:30 or something like that. I can't even remember. But got back. And the little one was across the street at my in-law's house. So I went over there. And I kind of, you know, was hanging out in the living room and then started getting her bag together. And she was, like, bopping around and stuff like that. And she slept over there before. And just kind of all of a sudden, almost out of nowhere, she walks up to me. She's like, I want to sleep here. And I look at Mary and Tina, my in-laws, and I'm like, I mean, if that's okay with you guys, it's okay with me, you know. And they're like, yeah, sure, you know, it's no problem. She's slept over before, you know. She'll either sleep on the couch or downstairs with us or something like that.
Naturally.
Like, all right, sure, whatever. So I went home, and I slept, and I woke up around, what time was it? Around like 9 o'clock, kind of rolled out of bed, took a shower, and then, you know, I figured I was going to go just pick up the little one, we'll have, you know, a sweet little day, and Tina texted me, she was like, hey, how about we all go get breakfast, we'll go over to the Bear's Den, it's this little breakfast place in town, and we'll just have awesome food for the morning.
Right, yeah.
It sounds good to me. And then the rest of the day went pretty quick because, you know, so we got done breakfast around, like, noon, and then it was time for Emma to take a nap, so I came home, she napped, I played hockey, NHL 17, and did that for a few hours, did some dishes, and then went over to my parents' place right after she woke up, because it was also my dad's birthday that day. And
naturally.
Then we had a little, you know, cake plus dinner and that sort of thing. So it was chill. It was, you know, relaxing. I didn't get to see my kid a whole lot, but, you know.
Yeah, so we were both in the same boat with that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was, what night was it? Two nights ago? What's today, Thursday? Yeah, Tuesday night, we went to a concert in the park.
Okay.
At like 7 o'clock, in Exton, which was, it was nice. Like, there's opened some new restaurants, over in Eagle View. So they have this new thing, so they had this concert in the park, so we're over there. And my sister, obviously, she's still in town, so her best friend and her friend's family were there.
Mm-hmm.
And her friend's husband, Sean, was like, oh, how was your thing, your father's thing on Saturday? I was like, oh, it was really good.
Right.
I was like, you know, some people, you know, didn't show, like, they had to cancel last minute or whatever, I said, which was a bummer. I was like, so next year, got to make sure we actually, and you and I didn't talk about this, but we didn't really actually take the Facebook event and invite people. We just had a public event.
So, it was a little strange.
Yeah, so I don't know why, like, I didn't think of it. So.
Well, I had thought of it at one point, but the thing that it's one of the things that I'm like, I'll get around to it, sort of thing. Was at the same time as we were planning ours, so Philly Dance Group actually had two events at the same time. One was with us, and the other one was with Alex Mustigo. Which, you know that, I'm just saying.
For all the people.
So there were actually two separate events, and I had done some of the promoting stuff through the Facebook page, and he was also doing promotion stuff through the Facebook page. And I was a little nervous about, you know, crossing streams.
Of course, you never want to cross streams.
You never want to cross streams. And I, you know, it's just one of those things. I kept meaning to get in touch with Alex and just see, you know. You know, my initial idea was, do we want to just try and make it one event page with both of the locations listed and then just promote that one and invite people to that one as far as Facebook is concerned, and then they can pick which one they want to go to, basically.
Which makes sense.
But yeah, it was just one of those things where, you know, we were planning this for a few months on and off. And then coming up to it, all of a sudden my wife is going to Ireland for 2 weeks. And so we had to, you know, get everything together for that. And then she was gone. And then, yeah. So everything sort of, it was a little hectic. It was a little hectic in the weeks leading up to it. But
yeah,
I think overall it was good.
It was. But I just mean, you know, for next year, we'll just, yeah. You know, we obviously both have lots of friends who are fathers in our area. So we'll just actually send the event invite out to those people so we can you know, reach a larger swath of people.
You're just right on top of your English diction there.
Well, you know, I'm a writer. kind of my job.
So you started talking about it a little bit, but you guys are, how shall we say, balls deep in the house buying process.
You don't jinx it.
No, that's why I don't want to jinx it. You know, you're deep into it.
Yeah.
You're not finished yet.
No, we're...
Although we were getting pretty excited through text last night.
Yeah. So, you know, we may have some news hopefully coming soon on that regard. I'm anxious. You know, we have a place that we both really like. It's a kind of place that would need work, but it's like gives you, you know, the space that we've been, you know, basically dreaming of for the almost 3 years that we've been not in our own house. You know, what we've been working for. So, you know, it's going over the pros and the cons, and it's the, can we afford this? that kind of thing. So it's, you know, it's being anxious and nervous because it's such a big thing. And, you know, every time we talked about it before was always like in the future, like when we get there.
Right.
And it just never felt real. And then we're sitting, we went to the house last night for a second time, and we're just kind of like, I guess this is real.
Yeah, I guess this is happening now.
Yeah, so me, I was spent a lot of time talking last night to try to see where we're at. So, you know, fingers crossed, you know, trying to remain positive. Because we haven't, you know, made an offer yet. We're going through the process.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm going to, once we fill all the paperwork out and send it, I'm going to be nervous as hell.
Yeah, the part where you have to wait and be patient is probably the hardest part of the whole process. Or, like it was for me and Chris. As far as, like putting the money out and start to, you know, starting up the mortgage and all that stuff, going through the paperwork and all that jazz, that was easy compared to just, you know, sitting at home or sitting at work and just waiting for that phone call, you know, or that email or whatever. So, yeah, you just gotta, lots of deep breaths.
Yeah. And I mean, we did the thing where our agent reached out to the agent for the homeowner, just to kind of gauge where they were at,
right,
before we bothered going to see it again, just to kind of see if there would be an, you know, mutual interest,
right,
in kind of where we were at and where they were at this point in their selling process. And so I was, you know, nervous that entire day, but I felt good. You know, it's kind of like you get this feeling where, you know, you're like, I think something's going to work out. And, you know, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but that's the feeling I had while walking around it.
Yeah.
And that's the feeling I had, you know. This week has been weird, right?
Yeah, it's been a weird one, yeah.
Like, awesome weekend. Father's Day was fun. Father's Eve was fun. Then Tuesday, you and I had a conference call for some business stuff where, you know,
like some legitimate business stuff.
Yeah.
Like, we've had business meetings before, but where this is business on a different level than we've gone so far.
Yeah, it's really, really bizarre. So it was like I had the call about the house Tuesday morning, and then we had our call at lunchtime, and it was, you know, like positive. And then, you know, the call Tuesday night after the concert was positive. And I go into work yesterday, and I'd known I had my 5-year work anniversary 11 days ago. So for 5 years, you get a plaque. And typically, the way my team does it is they just kind of like, and when we have a team meeting, they'll give the plaque and then they'll say some like nice things.
Right.
No. No, there was like my boss always has like his PowerPoint or a Google slide presentation,
right,
and then he's like, and I saw my manager walk in with the box with the plaque, so I knew it was happening.
Right.
And then I see that's the slide where it's just like, congratulations on 5 really long years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just like, you know, making fun of me. Call me a hair and sweater model, a fraternity dork, a moron. And then, you know, my team proceeded to roast me for 10 minutes.
I mean, you know, we were talking about this over text last night. It's pretty easy. Like, you know, the fact that they only went for 10 minutes, I mean, that's some rookie stuff right there. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that was all the time we had left,
true,
you know, in the meeting. But, and then it was that, leave work, go to the house, and then last night. So it's just been, it's been a week that is just really odd.
You're waiting for that shoe to drop.
Yeah.
You're waiting for somebody to tap you on the shoulder and give you horrible news about something.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just been, you know, strangely positive. And I know for me, I've been in a place where I've been really negative for all, basically for everything.
Yeah, you're a dick. Yeah.
So I am that. But I mean, you know, so having like positive, you know, this week is weird for me. And it, you know, it coincides with the first week of summer for Sophia, her first summer break.
Right.
You know, it's just all kinds of, it's just been a really weird week where like I've been in a very good mood all week, and I haven't been like that in quite some time.
Yeah. Just a consistently good mood. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, it's been like, you know, I don't have to get Sophia up in the morning, so she just sleeps and just kind of gets up.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, don't have to rush her to the bus. Maddie's been miserable.
Well, yeah.
We've been doing things every night, so she's been going to bed later and later, so she's not getting the sleep because she still has to go to daycare.
Right.
So, you know, yeah, she's she's been miserable in the mornings and going to bed. But that aside, you know, it's been an oddly positive week, and it feels very strange.
Right. Yeah, and hopefully, you know, it stays this way, and then after a little while of all this same thing, it won't feel strange anymore. Hopefully. Fingers crossed, anyway.
Yeah, so I'm trying to, let's see, what else is happening?
It's been pretty light. It's, you know, I mean, aside from stuff the past couple of days, you know, business stuff and that sort of thing. You know, it's funny, we've been getting to bed later as well, and actually waking up later in the morning than anticipated. So, what usually happens, when Carissa is here, is I'll set my alarms for the time I want to get up in the morning, which recently has been, you know, 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, but for the past, like, 2 weeks, it's been, like, you know, 5:30, 6 o'clock.
Right.
So I'll do a 5, a 5:15, a 5:30, and a 6, and a 6:15.
Okay.
Set all of those, right? So normally what happens is my alarm goes off, I don't wake up for it, Carissa wakes up for it, and she punches me in the head a couple of times until I gain consciousness, and then I'm up on time for work, right?
Yeah, that seems about right.
So now that it's just been Emma and I, which she'll, you know, she'll go to bed around, like, 8:30, 9 o'clock. A couple of days over the past, like, 2 weeks, it's been more like 11 o'clock. Because we're just trying to, you know, we're just trying to fit stuff into the day. It's the weather's been really nice, so we want to go out and do stuff, that sort of thing. So, so it's been a little later. And, like, for instance, this morning, I've been really lucky to the point where, so I have to be into work at 8 o'clock.
Right.
And I've been waking up at 7 o'clock. Usually that hour is not enough time to get everything ready, myself and her, and then her to daycare and then me to work. But somehow we have been making it work. And like this morning was another one of those days where I woke up and I couldn't find my phone. Like, I had heard no alarms or anything like that. I checked my watch. My watch said 7 o'clock. And I finally find my phone at the foot of the bed with all of the alarms turned off.
Of course.
Having no memory of waking up and handling the phone whatsoever.
That's bad, man.
So, yeah. So that's kind of how the past 2 weeks have been. I'll wake up at 7 o'clock. All my alarms will have been turned off. Because apparently, I don't know. I wake up enough to fiddle with the alarms and stuff like that, but not enough to actually resume full consciousness and start the day. So, hopefully it will be better over the after she gets home.
Get back. You'll get back in routine once she gets home.
Yeah, yeah. And you know the thing that's crazy too is, so I went through a process of losing a lot of weight, and then starting to really focus on the things that I was eating and how I was spending my day and working out every day and stuff like that over the past couple of months. And you know, it's crazy. It's one of those things where you hear a lot about how sleep dictates the rest of your day, yeah, basically, and how you eat and when you eat and all that jazz. And like in my head it made sense, but now that it's been happening where I've been waking up later in the day, so I've started eating later in the day, so my energy levels are different than they usually are, and I've been having more and more cravings for the, you know, the sweet stuff that but I was just having too much of before, you know. So it's been a weird process of figuring that out too.
So aside from that, how has it been, you know, being a solo dad for 2 weeks?
It's been all right. You know, there were a couple of days when she was super grumpy because she had to poop. She hadn't pooped in like,
right,
in like 6 days at one point. So it was like 6 days with no poop and 3 days at home before she pooped, finally. So that was rough as far as like her being grumpy and stuff like that and getting, you know, getting kind of short with each other, that sort of thing. But I mean, other than that, you know, it's been pretty standard, dropping her off, picking her up. You know, we've gone out to dinner a couple of times, gone out to the park and the mall and stuff like that. Just hanging out, you know, so it was kind of like, you know, what anybody could possibly imagine, you know, a single working dad life, is.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing that was the most difficult about it was the days when I worked kind of, when I worked longer, so usually my schedule is like 8 to noon or 8 to 1. But because I was starting later in the day and because we've had so much to do, it's been, like, I'll drop her off at school at around, like, 7, 7.30, start work at 8. So I'll get done closer to right before I have to go to the gym. So it's been one of those things where I'll be working basically all day and then immediately going to the gym and then immediately picking her up. And then it's just, you know, food, hang out for a few hours, and then bedtime. So right. It's been interesting. Like, it's been somewhat of a regular schedule, just, you know, different from what we usually do.
Yeah, which isn't too bad.
Yeah, it's not bad.
So, well, I think that's a good spot. We're going to cut it short this week because I have a kid running in the house who's trying to distract me, who needs her bathing suit, and I have to find her goggles, apparently.
So, well, I mean, Princess Sophia gets everything. You know?
Yeah, she thinks she does. So, that's it for this week. Hopefully, we're back next week. I'm on vacation, heading to the beach until 4th of July. We may have that special guest next week where I pop on from vacation to be determined.
Yeah, I will get back in contact with him and figure out what's going on.
Yeah, it's been a tough time trying to schedule it, but
yeah.
We will have him. So
it will happen. Hope all you guys had an awesome Father's Day. I hope all you moms out there who listen are just having an awesome time in general. And yeah, we'll see you next week.
Don't forget to like, subscribe, and review us on iTunes,
yeah,
and
absolutely,
follow us on all our social channels. We are at PB Dadcast everywhere, and then poppinbottlesdadcast.com. So
yeah, man.
Peace.
Later.